2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Take your Bible, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7. We'll read this passage responsively. All right. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those things that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts." And let's finish on verse 7 together. Ready? "Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." And let's pray. Father, thank you again for what you've done for us. Help us as we look at your word. Lord, help us as we cast the light on the scriptures. May we do it right. May your people be open, receptive to the moving of the Holy Spirit and the teaching of the Holy Spirit in their life, please, in Jesus' name. Amen, and you may be seated. My whole life has been spent in church. And by the way, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. I have heard so many sermons on the last days, it's not even funny. I remember, especially back in the 70s, everybody was making predictions. You had Jack Van Impe and all the others out there. The end of the world is near, and this is what's coming. And you had all the movies and this, that. I'm sorry, the DVDs now. They were movies back then, amen. And all kinds of things. And it amazes me how intrigued we are by the topic of prophecy in the end days. It amazes me how few of those sermons ever turned out. I've heard everything and everyone from Henry Kissinger to Barack Obama being the Antichrist. Henry Kissinger's not, and Barack Obama's not smart enough. We've already proven that. I've heard everything, that the country's being led by the Masons to the Trilateral Commission. Folks, it doesn't matter. We have looked for the unknown so much that we ignore the known. Let me say that again. We have heard so much and looked so much for the unknown that we're ignoring the known. We're so looking for the mystery of future events that we're doing nothing about the present. Yes, we're closer to the end times. You say, how do you know? Because every tick of the clock gets you one tick closer. That's it. I sat many years ago in Brother Heil's office. It was about 2 years before he passed away, about the turn of the millennium. We were sitting there just before, I'm real sure it was a Sunday evening service. We were sitting there. And he looked up from his desk. He said, "Fellas, I'm going to tell you something." He said, "Let me talk to you as your daddy for a little bit." He said, "I don't think." He said, "Now, I know it's always possible." He said, I think I'll face death." He said, "I don't think I'll live long enough to see the rapture." He said, "But I think every man in this room, you'll probably see it if you live a natural life." I don't know about you, but that was a little bit of a sobering little talk. That was 15, 14 years ago. I believe it's closer than it's ever been. Yes. Say why? Because 14 or 15 years have passed since. I know it's that much closer. Yes. Now, tonight, I want to show you why. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 lists how the world will be in what we call the end times. Now, everybody look at me for just a moment. I need to set the clarity here. This is not a sermon to scare anybody. This is not a sermon to frighten anybody. Everybody look at me. if you are saved, if you are born again, you will miss the tribulation. Jesus Christ comes back before the tribulation ever takes place. I don't care what nut job tells you otherwise. God said in the Bible it happens. Okay? You don't have to worry about Armageddon. Say, will I ever see it? Yep, but you're going to be on the back of a white horse behind Jesus and everything's going to be all right. You won't even get to fight. He's going to take care of it all by himself. We just get to go and watch all the blood and guts. I mean, all the events. Amen? Now, wait a minute. We're raptured out of here before the total collapse of the world's system. I believe that. Now, the Bible uses some terminology here, and I'm going to make a statement here. I'd rather not preach to the top of your head tonight while you're looking down. If you'll listen to me, the top of your head's not real appealing, especially some of them. Okay? If you'll listen to me, I can teach you more if you just listen. Go online and listen to it if you want to get notes, but I'm going to try to run through this a little bit. The Bible says, "This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come." Now, what does that term perilous mean? It means dangerous, violent, furious. If that is not where we live today, I don't know where we live. Look at the violence everywhere you turn. That is a proof we're nearing the end days. We live in a violent society. Folks, you can't... The news is X-rated compared to what TV content was 30 years ago. You would have to rate the news violent because of all the violence that is shown in the streets of America today. Iraq war vets come back and are killed faster in America than they were while they were fighting in Iraq. Did you catch that? We have lost more Iraqi soldiers in America after their tours of duty to the violence on the streets in America than we did during the entire Iraqi war. Hello. We're living in perilous times. Bible says that men shall be lovers of their own selves. Do we not live in a totally selfish society? Me first, me first, me first. I got to get to the intersection first. I got to go first at the stop sign. It's me first. Everything in our society is, it's all about me and all about mine. It's all about whatever I can get out of something. Bible says that lovers of their own selves, covetous. Man. Well, I want what they have. They got that, so I've got to have that. They've got the new iPhone out or the new iPad, and I got to go get the newest thing because I've got to have what somebody... Folks, you don't have to have it. The Bible talks about boasters. I have never seen... And it was bad. But man, we live in a boastful society. We really do. And everybody listen to this statement. Yes, we live in America, and yes, I believe this is the greatest land on earth, but we are not the only people on the face of this earth. You're not as good as you think you are, just so you know. Everybody doing okay? Smile. It's going to get harder. Bible says, proud. In cities all over America, you have what is called Gay Pride Days. Proud, pride, proud against doing what is filthy, vile, wicked, and nasty. I was driving with my wife while we were touring Miami on our way to the airport. I looked up and there was a car behind me with two rainbow flags hanging out of each window, and I said, "Gag, sodomite. Sodomite." I'm not against the person. I'm against the filth that goes with it. Everybody doing all right? Blasphemers, the Bible says. That's people that are against God. I'm going to make a statement. The United States government is a blasphemous institution. Let's be tolerant of all religions as long as it's not Christianity. That's blasphemy. Taking the Bible out of the public school system is blasphemy. Taking prayer out of the public school system is blasphemy. Threatening to remove the high school diploma of the valedictorian that mentioned God in his valedictorian address is blasphemy. Everybody doing okay? The Bible talks about being disobedient to parents. I'm not afraid to say this, folks. We live in a society that teaches children it's okay to disobey their mom and dad and do whatever they want. It's all about the kid. No, it's not. I hate to tell you, the Bible talks about a day when the children will rule the adult, and we are living there. Everything in our society is set up for a child. Now, I'm for helping a child, but you're to take a child and teach them how to be an adult, not let the child teach an adult how to be a child. Everybody doing all right? Going to get rougher. Unthankful. Man, do we live in an unthankful society. Ungrateful, unthankful, unholy, the Bible says. A godless world. Folks, you don't understand how bad, and I'm going to make the statement, you don't understand how bad the Muslims hate Christians. When they say, well, we're in a holy war, we're in a jihad, it means holy war against Christianity. It's not against right and wrong, it's against Christianity. The Bible says, without natural affection. You know, there used to be a day when boys liked girls and girls liked boys. Girls didn't like girls and boys didn't like boys in a girlfriend-boyfriend situation. And I'm not afraid to say what I'm about to say. The nakedness of our society has perverted our society. You now have shows on television who have little blurp outs on naked people and how they live. There's a whole new society of television coming in the next 5 years being promoted about how you can live your whole life and not wear clothing. Sick. Perverted. And we wonder why, and by the way, I'm not afraid to say this, our promiscuous society and fornication has driven people to sodomy. Everybody doing all right? Bible talks about truce breakers. Look at Hamas, ISIS, Iran, Russia, Japan. They're truce breakers. Let me go a step farther. Look how many politicians lie. Say, how do you know a politician's lying? He's moving his mouth. Flat out. False accusers. The United States Press Corps is guilty of more false accusation and more injustice than any group of people in the entire world. The United States press is more guilty of being a false accuser than Saddam Hussein was, just so you know. Look how many cases that everybody's enraged over because the press had them guilty before it ever went to trial. Everybody doing all right? Okay, moving on. By the way, that's why our Vietnam vets had such a problem, because our press was against them. The Bible says incontinent. The word incontinent means no self-control. We live in a world where people are out of control. Totally, unequivocally out of control. Now, I was in Florida. I don't remember what state this happened in. I believe it was in Florida, and that's why I heard about it first. Some guy came home at 1 o'clock in the morning, and some adult male was watching his children and was abusing one of his children when he walked through the door. And the guy beat the tar out of him and then called 911 and said, "He'll be very compliant. He's lying in a puddle of blood on my floor. Come get him." They came and got him, handcuffed him, took him to the hospital, and the police filed charges. They said he readily admitted the wrong that he had done, and the other man that beat him up was clear. I loved it. I loved it. Violence doesn't pay, though, does it? The Bible says fierce. The Bible uses the term that they are fierce. That literally means people that love bloodshed and people that love violence. Folks, science fiction, television, Hollywood loves violence. We get a rush off of violence in our society. You better watch what games your children play on the Wii and the PlayStation, because too many of them are violent. When they're shooting and killing real things, I'm not talking about a deer hunting game, but I'm talking about they're fighting, street walking, stealing cars, killing police officers, and I'm even talking about guerrilla warfare, and they're fighting other human beings on a game. I'm against it. Why? That's violence. We've turned it into a game. By the way, the law enforcement will tell you the most dangerous criminal out there with a weapon is a teenager who's played a lot of video games. They're more accurate than most police officers. Despisers of those that are good. Have you ever gone soul winning and somebody hated you for knocking on their door, telling them about Christ? It's okay to go door to door and sell things, but don't talk to them about something that's good and free. Traitors. Man, do we live in a disloyal generation. Dr. Evans used to say it this way, and I love what he used to say. Any old dog can be loyal. We live in such a disloyal, traitor society. Not even funny. Heady means rash or moved by emotion. You're moved by your emotions. Folks, you don't make decisions based on your emotions. You make decisions based on principle, right and wrong, and the Word of God. High-minded. Hang in there. Means lifted up or puffed up with education. Now, I'm for being educated. Trust me. But what the world calls education and what real education is two different things. Just because you can puke out a bunch of facts doesn't make you smart. Everybody doing all right? Okay. I'll save that sermon for another time. Bible says, lovers of pleasures. Listen to this statement. This is astounding. 750 billion, with a B, dollars are spent in America every year on entertainment and pleasure. 750 billion dollars. That's your video games, your DVDs, your amusement parks, all of the fun that America does. We spend 750 billion dollars on pleasure. America is addicted to pleasure. The Bible says having a form of godliness. It's amazing what we call church. Just because the sign says church, it's not church in God's view. Just because a guy says he's a preacher doesn't make him a preacher in God's view. Just because it says Baptist doesn't mean it's right. Man, have I learned that. Modern Christianity makes God vomit. Say, that's pretty strong words. God said lukewarmness makes him want to throw up. Go to Revelation chapter 3. Find out I'm right. Now, all of these things point to our world in America and our society in 2014. It really does, more than at any other time in history. Now, the sermon. That was all introduction. Don't worry, it's not going to be a long sermon. I only have 2 points, but don't get your shoes on yet. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, some of you didn't put them on to come into church. Why would you put them back on now, right? 2 Timothy 3:6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Huh. I gave you the recipe of what the end times are, but God also says this is how it gets in. God says that there will be this influence will creep into houses. How in God's name will we allow this to creep into our houses? Let me say it this way. You are only as good of a Christian as you are at home. You are only as good a Christian as you are at home. What is it that has crept into our houses, our homes, and our lives today that causes me to believe and prove we are in the end times? What has the capacity of unlimited interest, information, and can meet any desire? What has the ability to not only do all this, but it'll come into your home or wherever you're at? You're not going to like the answer. But the cyber and virtual world is the answer. I'm not saying computers and internet are the devil. But I will tell you this. I do believe they are a tool of the devil for the end times. Listen to what it says. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, the word lust doesn't just always mean something sexual. The word lust means desire. The word lust means strong desire. Now, listen to me very carefully. The internet, the cyber world, the virtual world is used to get the world ready for what will happen during the tribulation. I believe that. I have an iPhone, not on me because I'm in church. But I have an iPhone, I have an iPad. They're linked. Is that the right word? I don't even know the terminology. Let me assure you, Christians get raptured before the Antichrist sets up. Just because you own a computer, you're on the internet, you have an iPhone or Android or something like that, and you use technology, does not mean you're holding hands with the devil. Okay? But I want you to see what takes place because of this. I want to inform and I want to warn. I'll say it again. And everybody listen to this statement. I'm not getting rid of my iPhone. Just because you have an iPhone does not mean you're participating with the devil. But I want you to see how that we have let all of these things take place in our homes, in our pocket, in our offices, on our commute, and everything else. Number one, the cyber world has opened our personal lives up to the whole world to where it's not private or personal anymore, i.e. social networking. Do you even know what the word cyber means? I could not look it up in my dictionary because my dictionary was printed in the 1850s. That word is not in there. But I did do a lot of research. The word cyber, listen to this statement, means skilled in steering, governing, or ruling. The cyber world is skilled in steering, governing, or ruling. If I asked you to bring all of your electronic devices and lock them in a safe for the next 30 days, most of you would go through the detox. You couldn't do it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Well, my whole life's on there. My whole business. Exactly. And it has led our society away. Some of you, if you gave up your Facebook for 30 days, number one, it'd help your Christian life. But some of you would go through withdrawals. Tech toys now run and rule life for many people. Okay, let me show you what I mean. I don't wear a watch and haven't for years because I carry a cell phone. To me, why should I wear a watch if my cell phone's got the time on it all the time? To me, it was a waste of money and everything else. It was just there. Used to be, man, if you had a watch that when they went to the LED or the, you know, it had electronic numbers on there, man, you were the hot snot on the block, amen? I remember when you had to take a pen out and push it in the side to set that puppy, amen? And it would even tell you what the date was, not just the day of the month, but what month it was. Man, that was great. It had three or four buttons on it, and no adult could figure it out. And man, you're just pushing on that, trying to figure it all. And then they had stopwatches on them. Man, if you had a stopwatch, you were the top of the chain, man. Now look, you have more power in your pocket on your phone than most CEOs of every company had in their own corporation 25 years ago. Parents, listen to me. A teenager with a quote-unquote smartphone is dangerous. A smartphone with a dumb teenager does not make a good institution. Some of you no longer have an alarm clock. You have your phone. I'm not against it. If you use your phone as an alarm clock, God bless you. I get up before mine ever goes off, and I don't set it on my phone. I don't even know how to set it on my phone. You know, I don't put my appointments on my phone and let my phone beep to tell me what's going on. I still have a schedule book, and I follow my schedule book. Say why? Because I'm not about to let electronics dictate what I do. I'm going to dictate what they do. Everybody doing all right? We have e-scheduling, social networking, e-shopping, e-reminders, Wikipedia, Google, etc., etc., etc. You have a never-ending stream of information available. When's the last time you've been to the library to do research? Now, I know Brother and Mrs. Hawkins go a couple times a week because I see him down there. The average person in this room under the age of 20 hasn't been in a library that many times in their life. Everybody doing all right? I'm going to make a statement here. If you get mad at me, I love you. It used to be somebody that lived 50 miles away was considered a long-distance call, and you only talked to them occasionally because it was 30 cents a minute and you didn't want to waste your money. Then you'd write them a letter every couple of weeks and send it in the mail and got upset because it cost you 16 or 18 cents to mail them a letter. Yeah, some of you remember when it was 4 and 5 cents, but I don't remember that. I'm not going there. Now, let me make a statement. Now there are no boundaries, including international boundaries, and we don't even think twice about it. It used to be, and I had a preacher friend this week from the state of Texas. He called me and said, Brother Bush, used to be, a member in one church got mad at the preacher and moved down the road. They went 20 miles away, and you never heard from them, but now it's all over the internet, and there's no boundaries anymore. It just mushes together. They can move states away and it's like they never left. He said, and we wonder what's happened to fundamentalism. We stay in contact because it's so available to us. And that's why we suck down all the poison. That's why we get sucked into all this mess. We get depressed over, well, it used to be, you know what? You can't live in the used to was world. You got to live in the now. You ask a plane load of people to turn their phones off and their electronic devices for a 2.5 hour flight from here to Miami, and as soon as the wheels touch down on the ground, you watch people going, oh, I got to catch up on Facebook. I was watching people going through withdrawals before we ever got to the gate to catch up on Facebook. They were in the air 2.5 hours. They're addicted to it. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having the time of my life. The cyber world has caused us to lose our freedoms in America. Listen to me. You say, well, we're doing this to protect people. Traffic cams are not protecting you. They're monitoring you. Every person who has a smartphone also has a GPS system to where they know where you are whenever you are. Sometimes I'm not sure the GPS knows how to get me to where I want to go, but it knows where I am. It has no problem telling me where I am. It can't tell me how to get to where I want to go in a quick way, but it does tell me where I'm at. And by the way, you don't have to have it on for them to know where you're at. Everybody doing all right? And by the way, I don't care what Lois Lerner says. They didn't lose her emails. Every text, every email you have ever sent, no matter how many times you've deleted it, is available. That's why Congress said the president went overboard on the NSA, because they've been monitoring every call, every text, every email of every American. Just so you know. Your little Food Lion discount cards like that, your MVP cards. That's electronic monitoring to see what your shopping habits are so that they can target their advertising to you personally. Every time you buy something on Amazon, watch the little pop-up ads that come thereafter for months about the things that you purchased or were looking at. Every keystroke. Everybody doing all right? I'm for catching the bad guy. But it's amazing how many security cams there are on our streets to monitor people. That's an invasion of your personal privacy, just so you know. Social media has opened the world, and you cannot hide what you want because there is no accountability. I'm going to make a statement here that might shock some of you. By the way, our church will not go on Facebook. You're not going to follow me on Twitter. Okay? And don't get mad at me when I make this statement, because I don't know enough about some of this stuff. I have people all the time in our church and other pastors. They ask me to join, and I'm not even sure if I'm going to say, is it LinkedIn or something like that, or LinkedIn, or you say, do you do it? Nope. I don't care if you're a church member, pastor. I mean, I get these things all the time. You say, what do you do? Say why? I'm not going to have that much access to me or to somebody else unmonitored like that. I just don't do it. I'm not mad if you've been one that's done it. I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I couldn't tell you who it was in this room, but I know because I've just been around long enough. I get those things virtually every day of my life. Say, why? If you need me, pick up the phone and call me. Shoot me a text. Okay, I need you. Great. Call me. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun. Listen to this statement. Social media has opened the world and you can hide in it and be what you want with no accountability. On your social networking, you'll say things to people that you would have never said if you were in a conversation, in verbal conversation to somebody. You will look at things that you would not look at if your husband, your wife, or your children were with you. You will think it's a fake because, well, it's just the internet. But I have counseled too many marriages where people have gotten into an emotional relationship with somebody all over Facebook. Some of you are allowing your children to get involved in unhealthy relationships on Facebook. Well, they've sent pictures and it's just another little boy or another little girl. It's probably some pervert sitting in a room trying to lure your kids. They can throw any picture they want on there. You don't know who you're talking to. We were in Florida and somebody asked my daughter, "Do you do Facebook?" She said, "I don't even have email." "You don't?" "Nope. If you need to email me, email my dad." Say, "Boy, you're mean." "She's doing okay. Promise you." Now, point number two. I'm not against the tools available, but I will not let electronics and the cyber world rule my life, nor should you. Everybody look, I'm going to make somebody mad at this statement, and if as long as I succeed. We have lived in a world with a fabricated false lie that we are going to ruin the earth. Folks, this world was here long before these idiots came along, and it's going to be here a long time after they're dead and gone burning in hell. Hopefully we can reach them with the gospel and they'll go to heaven. Global warming is a farce. Proven fact, there are more trees in America today than when the pilgrims landed here in 1492. The world's not in danger of carbon emissions. Just so you know. But all of this has been pre-planned so that the world can go paperless. Did you ever hear that term? Let's go paperless. Now, in our public schools, in many places in America, not all, but in many, especially in your bigger cities and your more affluent cities, they are now starting children in kindergarten and pre-K with iPads pre-programmed. And they will do all of their schoolwork on an iPad and never use a pen or pencil. By the way, just so you know, they all have GPS systems on them. Every one of them are able to be monitored by the United States government. Every one of them. Oh, it's in an effort to save paper and save our society and save the world and save the whale. Shoot the whale and let's eat it. By the way, get mad at me if you want. Every one of those iPads has the ability to monitor you even visually and you not even know it. That little eye at the top. There's so much I need to say, but I need to leave unsaid. Some of you need to monitor what your kids are doing. Husbands and wives, why don't you monitor each other? Some of you are doing things on Facebook that you don't want your spouse to see. And that's wrong. Some of you are doing things online that if your spouse was sitting next to you, you would not do. Everybody doing all right? And by the way, some of you are letting your kids do it unrestricted. Well, they don't have an iPad. No, they got an iPhone. They got an Android. And they have access to more things than you know. They're smarter with it than you are, I'll promise you. We have people in a society who struggle in opening up in conversation to real people because they live in a cyber world. It is amazing how many people cannot handle a conversation looking at somebody eyeball to eyeball. There are people in this room, you'll talk to me by text or by email, but you'll never walk into my office and hold a conversation because you're scared to death to talk to me face to face. You're who I'm talking to. You are so addicted to the cyber world, you can't hardly hold a conversation with a real person. Everybody doing all right? Some of you text your children more than you ever talk to them. You know, they got these dumb commercials on television. I don't watch commercials, but every once in a while I'm somewhere and the stupid thing's on. And you got a family sitting at a table and they're texting one another. Sitting at the table. Some of you live in that world. Turn the stupid thing off. Sit down and eat and talk to one another. I don't care who you're texting. Throw it out the window. It can wait. Oh, my phone buzzed. So? It'll wait. It'll wait. Computers, iPads, iPhones, all these things are good tools. Yes, they are. Listen to this statement. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts or desires, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's amazing. You'll listen to the internet, social networking, believe virtually everything there, but a man of God gets up and preaches a snot out of you in church and you don't want to believe what the man of God says. How do we know it's the end times? Our cyber and our virtual world. You need to control or get rid of it. If it's controlling your life, be careful. Be careful. Let me say this. I'm not against using technology. But it's going to be a cold day where the booger man lives before we have follow the bouncing ball on a screen in our auditorium for songbook. We're not going to throw me up on screens so that people can see and we can have modern high-techy stuff. No, we need a generation where the man of God gets up on the back end of a Ford pickup truck out in the middle of an empty lot somewhere and preaches a snot and gather a crowd and see a whole bunch of people get saved. Good night. You say, what can I do? Go out and start winning people to Christ. Get off Facebook and get your face in the book. Get off social networking and start knocking on doors. Some of you, if you added up the hours you're on social networking and compare it to the hours you're out soul winning, it will shock you. I'll even say it this way. Compare the hours on your social network versus the minutes in that book. It's become a god to you. It's become an idol to you. Yes, I have email. Yeah, I check it about once or twice a day. And that's a lot for me. I can go days without checking it. Some of you know that. Say, why? Because you emailed me. Oh, you did? I better go look at it. Say, why? Because I'm not about to let the electronics control me. And by the way, we've let it creep into our homes. It used to be preachers got up and preached on television. Shoot. Television's the easiest of all sins right now. Your computer has more filth on it than television ever had. Just so you know, some of you have given your children unrestricted, unlimited access to sodomites, evil, perversion, nakedness, vileness, violence, perilous times. Say, how did I do it? You gave them a cell phone or an iPad? We are in perilous times. The end is near. Let's go out and win people to Christ, bring them to church, and let God change their life. But let me say this. It's going to take you getting off of it so much so that you can go out and go do it. Some of you need to clean it up. Some of you tonight need to come down to this altar and decide you're going to clean it up. Some of you are so struggling with your life because you're so bound by your Facebook friends all over this country. If you grew up in my generation and the generation before, you know, some of you laugh at me when I say, I graduated from high school 29 years ago. What in the world do I need to talk to somebody I haven't talked to in 30 years for? You say, oh, wouldn't you like? No, I don't. If I haven't needed them in 30 years, what do I need them for now? Quit living in the past. This isn't 30 years ago. This is now. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I've been a little rough, but I think you needed to see the reality of the truth.